Hello, I'm Mark Stein, and welcome back. We're about to have a conversation with Rod Rosenstein, who is the United States Attorney for the United States District Court for the District of Maryland. Rod, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Mark. Good afternoon.
Thanks for doing this again. I appreciate you coming on the show. This indictment, and just describe it to us, this indictment of 25 people, 13 of whom are corrections officers and women correction officers, in a conspiracy with a black guerrilla family that's run in the prison by Tavon White. So what's behind all this?
That's the allegation, Mark, and I think it's important to note that this is an indictment. There's no finding of wrongdoing. These defendants are entitled to the presumption of innocence, but the allegations in the indictment are very serious. It alleges that the Black Guerrilla family was operating behind bars in Baltimore City with the assistance of 13 correctional officers, and these correctional officers allegedly smuggled in drugs and cell phones that were used by the inmates and then, in fact, were in turn sold by inmates within the prison in order to generate profits. There's one allegation in the affidavit that Tavon White claimed to have made $16,000 in a month as a result of illegal drug deals within the city jail.
Did this also involve drug dealing and other kind of gang-related activity outside the prison walls?
This indictment alleges that there were five participants who were outside of prison walls and seven BGF inmates who were involved in this particular conspiracy. Now, we have a number of investigations ongoing of violent crime and gangs in Baltimore City. We've had cases in the past involving BGF conspiracies, so this sort of conduct is nothing new, but the scope in terms of the number of correctional officers who were allegedly corrupt obviously is unprecedented.
Folks, join us here at 410-319-8888 while we have Rod Rosenstein with us here for a bit to ask some questions you might be concerned about in this indictment. 410-319-8888. I mean, what the papers said that two of the corrections officers had his name tattooed on their arm, and two were pregnant with his child, with his babies. Is that true?
Now, the most dramatic allegation in the indictment and in the affidavit is that Tavon White personally had sexual relationships with four correctional officers and impregnated all four of them during his time in the Baltimore City jail. Obviously, the sex is an important part of the case, but it's really about smuggling in of contraband and of cell phones and drugs and of the environment that fostered within the facility. You know, when you're allowed to smuggle in drugs and cell phones, that gives you power within the jail, and sex, I think, was allegedly a way that Tavon White and his co-conspirators were able to gain the confidence of the guards, gain control over them, and in addition to money, was a way that they were able to ensure their loyalty to the gang.
So, I mean, I'm very curious what this says to you in a larger sense, and I know this is not your job, but about the state of what's happening inside of our prisons. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one facility. And you probably cannot conjecture this while asking anyone. You say you can't, but there are a lot of people who I've talked to. I worked in the prison system for a while. There are a lot of people I've talked to who work in the prison system saying, "Look, this is not." They weren't surprised by these indictments.
That's right. I mean, obviously, prisons are filled with criminals, and so you anticipate you're going to have problems. And I think it's a continuing challenge for correctional departments all over the country to make sure that they institute hiring and training and screening procedures so they minimize the risk that the correctional officers are going to become engaged in criminal activity with the inmates. So I think that it is a problem everywhere, and I think it requires a concerted effort to try to root out the problem. You know, Mark, we've had indictments before of gang members in which we allege that correctional officers were involved in the gang. In fact, we had indictments of BGF gang members back in 2009 and 2010 that involved similar conduct. And I know the prison officials have taken steps to try to minimize, interdict contraband within the prisons, particularly cell phones, because we know what a danger they present, both in actual cases we've had where people have used cell phones to call out and order murders and shootings outside of prison, and also the ability they provide the inmates to keep in touch internally and to keep actively involved in the gangs outside of prison. And so steps have been taken to try to interdict phones. I know that Gary Maynard, who's the Secretary of Department of Public Safety, has instituted some reforms, but those are being undermined by some of these correctional officers who are the folks at the front doors of these facilities who are allowing people to walk in with cell phones and drugs to replace any that are being seized. So I'm hopeful that that they'll crack down on that in the future.
So two quick points. Is this the end of the indictments for this particular round? Are there more people who may be indicted?
Well, you know, our investigations are always ongoing, and cases may spawn additional cases. So that's really all I can tell you, Mark, is that there are 25 indicted today, and our investigations of violent crime, gangs, and corruption are ongoing.
So what can happen to, let's say, the correction officers in this case? Can they receive federal prison time?
That's right. They face up to 20 years in federal prison. Most of them are charged with three counts. Those counts are racketeering, drug distribution, and money laundering. So under federal law, if convicted of any of those charges, they could face up to 20 years. Most will receive less if they're convicted because their sentences will be determined in part by their criminal record and the scope of their activity. But they're all facing potential sentences in federal prison.
Are they in prison now, and where are they being held?
The correctional officers, 12 of the 13 correctional officers were arrested today. The 13th is about 8.5 months pregnant, and she was permitted to self-surrender. I believe only two of them are being held. The rest were released with the promise that they'll show up for their court dates. But there are a couple who are, in fact, being held and have hearings tomorrow to determine their conditions of release or detention.
So, well, we'll continue to look at this, and I appreciate you taking the time, Rod Rosenstein, to join us here today to talk about these indictments, because they kind of shocked the community a lot about, especially the fact that there were 13 correctional officers who were arrested, who were also charged with racketeering, drug, and money laundering. And so thank you very much once again.
You're welcome, Mark.
Rod Rosenstein has been our guest. Just look at these indictments, and we'll keep abreast of that and see what's happening in our community. Rod Rosenstein, of course, is United States Attorney for the United States District Court for the District of Maryland. He was actually appointed under Republican and reappointed under President Barack Obama.